People visiting Hollywood in search of stars, real stars, have long found them in the sky through telescopes at the Griffith Observatory. Atop a hill in Griffith Park in Los Angeles, the observatory has been an icon for nearly 70 years. Tonight, Griffith closes for major renovation and expansion. It won't open again until the year 2005. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Two science fiction-like copper domes open to the skies at the Griffith Observatory. From here, kids like 9-year-old Kevin Thompson can gaze at the moon, the stars, and the planets.
My favorite part about this place is where you got to look through that huge telescope and see Jupiter. I saw Jupiter. It was really cool.
Inside the observatory's darkened planetarium, a strange contraption that looks like a giant ant projects thousands of stars onto a domed ceiling. And a live narrator tells ominous tales about space.
Now imagine, if you will, a typical day on the south pole of the moon. Nothing happens. It's unbelievably dull. There's no wind, no clouds, no movement. It's a dead world. Every now and then, something falls from the sky.
For years, stargazers have had to suffer through planetarium shows leaning back from squeaky seats with hard wooden headrests. But the observatory's $63 million renovation and expansion will replace these seats and update antiquated equipment. When it's finished in 2005, the observatory will look much the same from the outside, but underground, another 35,000 square feet of exhibit space will be built under the parking lot.
When this renovation is finished, the Griffith will have had its first renovation since it was first built in 1935.
Actor Leonard Nimoy is best known for his role as the alien Spock in the TV series Star Trek. He and his wife have donated $1 million to the observatory to create a new multimedia theater. He says he's been coming here for the past 50 years.
When I go to a place like the Griffith Observatory, and I get in touch for that moment with the idea that we are one of these specks of billions of stars out there in this vast universe, and that we are traveling through space together in this common experience, I get a rush.
It's to inspire this sense of wonderment that has long been the observatory's mission. It's named after Colonel Griffith J. Griffith, a wealthy mining expert, a moneylender, and journalist in the 1890s. It's said that one day, in an alcoholic rage, he shot his wife in the eye, but didn't kill her. He then spent several years in San Quentin prison. In his book about Griffith Park, Mike Eberts writes that Griffith repented for his crime with philanthropy, donating land for a park and giving money to the city of L.A. for an observatory.
He wanted to build it himself, but the city, for various reasons, mostly in that he had kind of a checkered personal life, weren't too keen on letting him build it. But after he was dead, the city was happy to take his money, and they built it during the Great Depression.
In the 1890s, Griffith Park was remote, miles away from civilization. But Los Angeles quickly grew around it, and when it was built in 1935, the Griffith Observatory was by then in Hollywood's backyard. For years, the Art Deco building has been a favorite movie location.
Taurus, the bull, an extremely ancient observation.
Probably the most famous movie set here was the 1955 film Rebel Without a Cause. In one scene, James Dean and Natalie Wood watch a spooky planetarium show about the end of the world.
Destroyed as we began, in a burst of gas and fire.
The observatory also served as the science fiction palace of Flash Gordon's evil nemesis, Ming the Merciless. Arnold Schwarzenegger landed here as a robot in Terminator. Cartoon Bart Simpson had his first kiss here, too. Ed Krupp has been the observatory's director since 1974.
Griffith Observatory has been in so many motion pictures, television shows, and commercials, it ought to have its own star on Hollywood Boulevard.
And in real life, just last month, the observatory's lawn was the gathering spot for mourners of Beatle George Harrison, who died in Los Angeles.
Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky.
Music by the Beatles has been featured in the most current laser light shows at the planetarium. In fact, laserium technologies were first introduced at the Griffith Observatory in the 1970s. But after tonight, it will be 3 long years before the public will get to see another trip into space from here. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.